Welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily. My name is Martia Umar. Mob justice is fast becoming rampant in Nigeria as people regularly take the law into their hands. According to reports, more than 190 people have been murdered extrajudicially in the past 2 years. Just last month, there was a reported case of jungle justice in a suburb of Abuja, where a man was burned to death because he was accused of trying to steal a car. Last week, a boy was beaten to death around Nyanya Axis for allegedly stealing a phone. However, mob justice is by no means restricted to the FCT or a particular part of the country. Most worrying about this recourse to mob justice is that a lot of times, innocent Nigerians are often the victims, and that was the case of a 28-year-old Ahmed Adamu, who was wrongly accused of stealing a mobile phone, beaten blue-black, and tortured. That eventually led to his death. Although two people have been arrested in connection with the torture, as the phone was later found in the accuser's home, the mother of the deceased, Amina Musa, is now left shattered.
My elder brother and other relatives decided to report the incident to the CID. On Friday at about 11 a.m., Malam May Sadaka paid us a visit. He had asked me if the person responsible for beating up my son had visited him or contributed anything towards his treatment. And I told him no. Malam May Sadaka immediately called him and insisted they come to visit my son. When he came and learnt that the issue has been reported to the CID, he gave me 10,000 naira for treatment and I refused to collect it. They were later arrested and on Monday we went to court in Shagari. They tried to intimidate us outside the court, saying that since we are neighbors and reside in the same community, we should settle out of court. And I told him no. Even if my son had stolen the phone, they should have come to me or report to the authorities. But after torturing my son, the phone was discovered in their living room, proving he was innocent all along. All I want now is justice for my son.
That was the mother of Ahmed Adamu, who was beaten to death by a mob in Adamawa State, but was translated from Hausa to English by my colleague, Aisha Haruna. We will go on a break, but we will be back. Stay with us.
www.delitrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome Welcome back to Nigeria Daily. And in this episode, we're discussing gender justice in Nigeria. Before the break, we have the story of Amina Musa, a mother whose son was wrongly accused of stealing a phone and beaten to death by an angry mob. What do Nigerians think about mob justice, otherwise known as jungle justice? Lillian Ogazi speaks to some Nigerians.
So, I mean, we are in a society whereby we have laws. And if our system in the society was actually working, jungle justice should not be anything. Jungle justice is criminal, as far as I'm concerned. So I think that we shouldn't promote it. However, we should just find ways to make our judiciary system more effective so that people can actually get justice when needed.
So you're saying the system is what leads to jungle justice?
Yes, because when people know that they can't go to the system that has been created, maybe the police or our court system, the judiciary, I mean, they just feel like, you know what, let's just treat this mess right here and here. So that's why people go all the way out. But when I know that, I mean, look at developed countries. It's rare. It's not that it doesn't happen, but it's rare. People just call the police, call 911. Tell me, how many emergency numbers do we have in Nigeria that is functional?
To be honest, yeah, I feel like it's not a good way. Why? It's because at the end of the day, you find out that you notice all the end result is that the person that go the jungle justice whatever thing is not guilty. Yeah. So, and that's innocent person there fighting for his or her life to get. So I feel like they should just let the whole thing go the legal way.
For me, jungle justice should not be carried by civilians. They should just, if somebody is drunk or somebody commits a crime, they should arrest him and hand him over to the authority. For me, that's the best thing. But at the same time, if you look at it, when you catch somebody that commits crime and you take him to the station, along the run, you just let him go without carrying any proper investigation or charges on him. So that's why people tend to do jungle justice, because they know at the end of the day, they will not do anything for him when they take him to the station. So it's rather they just take action into their hands.
And is it right to take that action into your hands?
No, it's not right. Actually, it's not right. The best thing is just to hand him over to the authorities. They will do the right thing. But Nigeria, it's not working.
Although if you look at it both in two ways, sometimes it's just because of the innocent people that they found as a victim. Because, you know, sometimes I think the person you caught is the right person. At the end of the day, is the wrong person. So it's better. To me, the jungle justice is not really the ideal thing because of the victim that, the innocent victim that fall in. So that's my own opinion. It's not really a good thing. But, you know, sometimes it's just because of the situation of the country that by the time you catch somebody and the person is a victim, by the time you hand over it to the major people, you get. And at the end of the day, you find out that the major people release the person and nothing was done. And the person is still continuing doing that thing. So it's just that God should help us.
I don't think people should be in a hurry to judge. People should have, like, the victims should have audience before anything will be carried on. I don't really know particularly. I don't really know why they do that. But, you know, sometimes some things happen and you feel like to avoid it happening, like repeating itself, it's better you just... But it doesn't really work for us in Nigeria. You know, most of the time we want to, catch a thief, you kill the person at the point. But we still have cases of robbery, you know, people still steal. And so does that mean the jungle justice is not working or we're not doing it enough? Well, how many people do you want to kill? How many thieves do you want to catch and kill? Some people, if you hear their cases, what is even making them steal? You pity them.
Those were the voices of some Nigerians sharing their thoughts on jungle justice. What does the law say about jungle justice? Barrister Muhammad Inua Ibrahim speaks to me.
By the regulations of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria 1999 as amended, Section 6 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria has vested judicial powers on the court. It is only the court that has the power to determine whether someone has committed a wrong and should be punished. So in other words, it is the court that has right to inflict punishment on anybody who is found culpable or in any offense, not really an individual or group of persons. And the decisions of the court is strong and bindings on all authorities and persons throughout the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Now, whosoever will inflict punishment on someone without any justification, and in the course of that punishment, it resulted to death, then he should, upon proven beyond reasonable doubt that he has committed with all intentions, he too be killed. He must be killed too. That's the regulation of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, because no persons, nobody has been mandated by law to take action on his own hands. Whosoever committed a wrong, he shall be taken to the court of law. Necessary investigations be taken, and where proven beyond reasonable doubt that he has committed that offense, be killed, be inflicted a punishment, as the case may be. Now, the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria in Chapter 4 has provided certain regulations. From Section 33 to 46 of the Constitution provided for fundamental human right of every citizen. And among those fundamental rights, there are regulations as regards criminal justice. If someone commits an offense, on what basis she should be punished, what are the modus operandi, modus of operation, how he should be dealt with. Now, Section 34 sub 1A of the Constitution of Federal Republic of Nigeria respect the dignity of human persons. Section 33 of the same Constitution is saying that everybody has right to life, meaning everybody has right to live in his life without being killed, save in an authority of the court, save upon judgment of the court that he should be killed.
Okay, now it has been established that, you know, when you kill someone, according to law, you are to be killed, and jungle justice is a crime. Now, when we went on the streets, a lot of people talked about how the failure of the judicial system in the country has led to jungle justice. What would you say about that?
No, I don't think it's the increased rate of jungle justice as a result of the failure of the system. Though the failure of the system might be part of some of the challenges we face, the issue of jungle justice is not really attributed to Nigeria alone. All over the world, you find situations where people take laws into their hands, where someone will wake up in a day and feel because he has access to weapon, he just take the opportunity to kill so many people. No civilization whatsoever support issues of jungle justice. So each and every right-thinking Nigerian or law-abiding citizen will not do situations like that. It is because of that human nature that we are akin and we have this likeness to breaking the law. Hence the reason why you see people take justice into their hands. But we must, if we should have a working state, support the institution, believe in the institution. Where someone commit a wrong, he should be taken to the appropriate authority and allow the law to take its course. This has been not only this time, but has been since time immemorial, the attributes where government, you know, will enlighten the people and mandate them the application of the law and the rule of law.
That was a legal practitioner speaking on jungle justice. On that note, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices were heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and it is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com and on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, and on Unity FM 93.3 Jazz. If you have questions or comment, please send them to us on our social media handles at daily_trust on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For more information, send us a WhatsApp message on 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.